Greetings, and salutations, one and all. Love the way you handle me right. Do it again. Yeah, man, we'll get to do it again. How you doing? Welcome to the night shift with DJ Kevin Steel. It's healthy love night. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast. I say big ups to those near and far, those who are locked in on TuneIn Radio. On a night shift with DJ Kevin Steele, welcome to ya. Big ups to those hailing from across the pond, One Harmony Radio, top of the morning to you guys over there in the UK. King Genius, Queen Genius, much love. I'm gonna say big ups to my family over there in New Jersey. Yeah, man, with my brother from another mother. The motivator. New Jersey's finest. NIE Radio. To the world. Your tongue in my ears is like me inside a boil. Girl, pal, me joy, you put your lips it just. I want to say big ups to those who are locked in out of New York. Keep this girl child just turn off the light. On island worldwide, exhibiting the power of music. And out to China Nicole. Don't like the risk, oh man, me say you're shocked. Gary and the Jump Out production crew. Turn me off. Much love to you. And what a nice little piece. Oh, him said, brah. Big ups to the massive out on Long Island, New York. Wappy feel sweet, him send for the woman. On the Reggae Pulse Radio. Here's when a man want a nice little piece. Who him send for, no miss sweet sweet. No what here's when a man wappy feel sweet. DJ Atomic Force and the crew, much love to you. Big ups to those who are locked in on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Travel around my body like you know every road you know. How you doing, Mr. Lindsay? My roundabout, I would have you every day. Veteran in the business. Those who are locked in on PEMGTV.com, much love to you. Those on YouTube Live, those on Facebook Live. If you're listening in on Zeno FM, bubbling in the stew pot, welcome to ya. Those bubbling in the stew pot on the on Clubhouse, wine and kiss, girl, you're in the trend. Welcome to you also. Move with the trend. You make love pretty good, you no be no problem. All the time in the world, I'm with you, me want to spend. When me want a good love for me, say so on a general degree, kicking things off tonight. Yeah, man, we kick off things a little bit differently tonight. No, no, I'm gonna start a little soca. Yeah, a little bit different tonight. Send for the woman who know how to do it. Track called Do It Sweet. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsors. Thank you to Pulse Media Group. Man, you are the best, and I come across. You know, don't like when being in a moment of surprise, as you go ahead and give them a call. Just turn me on. What can they do for you? Everything you see here on KevinStew.com and more. They'll do it, take care of your videos, your photos, your streaming, your ads. You want to stream your event live on a secure platform, whether yours or theirs. They got you. Just give them a call, 754-999-1140. Tell them Kevin Steele sent you. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea is a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. If you want to take your services a bit further, you can do so because she's also a certified trainer. Personal trainer, that is. No problem. All the time in the world, I'm with you, me want to spend. But go ahead and give her a call, 954-655-9000. Schedule your appointment today. She only has one request outside of paying her, which is that you get off her table and go sleep somewhere else. Man want to feel sweet. Him send for the woman who know how to do it. Do it again. Cause last night, Wanna say thanks to the global bass.
The way you handle me right. Do it again. Say under the moonlight. Oh man, me love the way
you. Once you get in touch with the global bass, you're in touch with 30 years experience in the music industry and with public relations. Expertise in artist management and booking, event planning, music production, marketing and promotions. Go ahead and give him a call, 954-804-8199, or check them out at the Global Bass. That's DAGLOBASE .com. Did I spell that right? DAGLOBALBASE. Yeah, the Global Bass. Sound like I left out some letters just now. I wanna say thank you to McNeil Trucking. McNeil Trucking is a veteran owned, licensed, and insured mover in the state of Florida. So if you want to move from the Keys up to Pensacola, from Naples to Palm Beach, from Pompano to Jacksonville, and any point in between, you want to put some things in storage, don't have the manpower, don't have the transportation, don't worry, you have the name, you have the number. McNeil Trucking, 954-406-9740.
Under the moonlight. Oh man, me love the way how you see my down the rise. Oh man, how you so wicked and wild. Tell John about degree how you so versatile. You move your waistline in our murderous style. Your tongue in my ears is like me inside a boil. Girl, pal, me joy, you put your lips, it just smile. Me put your tongue in my file, the wickedest girl child. Just turn off the light, make love in the dark. Oh man, you are the best, I and I come across. You know, don't like the risk. Oh man, me say you're sharp. You just turn me on, and you can't turn me off. Nowadays, when a man wants a night. Nice little piece. Who him say fra? No mystery sweet. Nowadays when a man want to feel sweet. Him
son of general degree.
No outfit sweet. Nowadays when a man want a nice little piece. Who him say fra? No mystery sweet. No
track called Dweet Sweet.
Feel sweet. Him say
inviting you to call a friend, tell a friend, friends of your friends, friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. Tell them all to come join us right here in Healthy Love, right here on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Big ups to the massive that are locked in on the home of the night shift, kevinstew.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad to have you. Couldn't do it without you. You have my word, I wouldn't even try. So that you know, the phone lines are open and will remain open, so you can call at any time. Put in your 2 cents. Add a little bit of your own sweetness to the broadcast. Those of you watching, you can see the number scrolling across the bottom of your screen right now. That's 773-789-7839. That's 773-789-STEW. 773-789-7839. Call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. They all work from anywhere in the world. Of course, you can jump into the stew pot on kevinstew.com. It's what others call a chat room. Because we're fancy over here on kevinstew.com. It's the stew pot. It's where we keep things interactive and bubbling. So come on over. You don't need to register because it's free. You don't need to offer your firstborn an internal organ or a blood sacrifice.
You move your waistline in our murderous style. Your tongue in my ears is like me inside a boil.
The only thing it'll cost you is a little bit of your knowledge and a little bit of your time.
This girl child just turn off the light, make love in the dark. Woman, you are the best, I and I come across. You know, don't like the risk. Woman, me say you're sharp. You just turn me on and you can't turn me off. No idea.
So, what is so sweet about tonight's broadcast? Well, we're talking a little bit about splendor. Yeah. Okay, so what's the big deal, you might ask? Why splendor? Well, those of you who have been listening to Healthy Love or watching Healthy Love for a long time would have heard on several occasions the artificial sweetness being addressed. And
tonight is not very different, except for the fact that there is no articles. There are no articles out there where scientists are saying, hey, you know, this sweetener thing may not be that good for you. Because we found out that it could make some changes on a cellular level. And you'd think, well, you know, it's a sweetener. Why wouldn't it affect us on a cellular level? Well, like this though, down to the DNA. So now, here you have this sweetener. This thing that is making your life oh so sweet. And is potentially a danger. It is, basically. If it's going to, if it can alter your cells down to your DNA, then that's a problem. ScienceAlert.com put out an article about a week ago. And so this, yeah. The article reads, the artificial sweetener, sucralose, marketed as Splenda, is widely used and found in products like diet soda, chewing gum, and more. I'll go down that list for you a little bit later. According to a new study, it's also capable of damaging the DNA material inside our cells. Now, if that isn't enough to have you pause for a moment and ask, what is going on here? Then I'm not too sure what is. Because that right there is life-changing. The article goes on. As DNA holds a genetic code controlling how our bodies grow and are maintained, that's the serious problem that could lead to multiple health issues. How long has Splenda been around now? So, significant are the researchers' concerns. They are now calling for food standard agencies to review the safety and regulatory status of the sugar substitute. The technical term for something that breaks DNA like this is genotoxic. And the study looked specifically at sucralose 6-acetate. This chemical compound is produced when sucralose is ingested and metabolized in the body, as reported in a 2018 study in rats. Which year are we in now? 2023? And this was a 2018 study. And we're just now hearing about it. To put this into context, the European Food Safety Authority has a threshold of toxicological concern for all genotoxic substances of 0.15 milligrams, sorry, micrograms per person per day. And this is according to biomedical engineer Susan Schiffman from North Carolina State University. So the European Food Safety Authority says, okay, here's your threshold. 0.15 micrograms per day for each individual. I believe that is a very minute amount. But if it's going to affect your DNA or alter your DNA in a negative way, well, is there a positive way to alter your DNA? I don't know. But if it's going to alter your DNA, then that's cause for concern, right? Hey, Dora, how are you doing? How are things down there in Brazil? Much love to the Radio Cristal Gospel family. Blessings to you. Our work suggests that the trace amounts of sucralose 6-acetate in a single daily sucralose sweetened drink exceed that threshold. And that's not even accounting for the amount of sucralose 6-acetate produced as metabolites after people consume sucralose. In other words, sucralose 6-acetate is already present in these drinks before they are ingested. But even more of it is produced in our stomachs. Sucralose is actually made from a tweaked version of sucralose 6-acetate, which is synthesized from sucrose sugar. In the study, the researchers ran a series of lab tests on human blood cells and gut wall tissue to see the reaction to both sucralose and the sucralose 6-acetate compound. Tests were also done on the genetic activity of the gut of the gut cells, all using standardized analysis procedures for detecting DNA damage. Again, this was back in 2018. The tests confirmed mechanisms that were genotoxic and clastogenic, which means breaking strands of DNA, as well as showing increases in the expression of genes that are linked to inflammation, oxidative stress, and cancer. What is more, the gut lining was also damaged. So, here you have stress. Now, the DNA, we're talking about the actual code of our cells being broken, and we're supposed to be okay with that? Oxidative stress, inflammation, cancer, all from just this one product? And it's not just any old product. It's a product that has been marketed as one of the best there is. Best at what? Best for what? For whom? Who gets to benefit from something like this? I'll leave you to answer that question for yourselves. The article goes on. As Schiffman says, we found that both chemicals, sucrose and sucralose 6-acetate, cause leaky gut. Basically, they make the wall of the gut more permeable. The chemicals damage the tight junctions or interfaces where cells in the gut wall connect to each other. A leaky gut means that the partially digested food and toxins can seep into the bloodstream. The condition can be brought on in numerous ways and can have subsequent impacts in many different parts of the body. The researchers behind the new study warn that people should now stop taking sucralose and consuming anything that contains it. No. There's 5 years later. This is what they're saying. So what kind of damage was done already? What kind of damage has been done in the past 5 years that could have been prevented? And who gets to pay for that? Previously, regulatory approval was given to the sweetener based on research showing that it passed through the body unchanged. Findings that are now being contradicted by more recent studies. How recent were these studies? If this was a 2018 study, how recent, how much more recent were these studies that say, hey, well, see, this is potential, it's going to happen when you take this product. That regulatory approval may now have to be reviewed. and further research could look more closely at the potential dangerous health impacts of sucralose 6-acetate exposure. This work raises a host of concerns about the potential health effects associated with sucralose and its metabolites, according to Schiffman. It's time to revisit the safety and regulatory status of sucralose because the evidence is mounting that it carries significant risks. So, back in 2018, a study was done, and the findings of this study is telling us what is being reported here in 2023. Why is it just coming out? Because evidence of this was present 5 years ago. Why is it just now that an article is coming out to say, hey, listen, you know, this product here that we've been touting, maybe we shouldn't have put so much faith in it because it's potentially dangerous. So let's go back on that. Was it the fear of causing a problem because here's this product that they were promoting and it's not so good at this point in time? Was it that it's going to cause distrust? Well, if it was going to cause distrust back then, what do you think is going to happen now? Nothing's going to change. As a matter of fact, if you had known this information 5 years ago and said nothing about it, that's even more cause for distrust. But who's paying attention to that? Who's going to say, well, you know, these people have been misleading us about this. What else could they possibly be misleading us about? Didn't stop to think about that part, huh? So, here we are, and we're noticing that people are getting sick more frequently, more cases of cancer. Younger individuals are developing cancer, and they're wondering why. Well, maybe they're not too wondering why. Maybe they're wondering, how can we monetize on this? Because one of the biggest businesses in the United States is the quote-unquote healthcare business. Pharmaceuticals is probably the biggest enterprise in the United States. And so when you have a product like this that is making people sick, this is going to make pharmaceuticals continue to be one of the biggest enterprises in the United States. Because people are going to need medication. But that could just be Stu talking, right? And since I don't do the research, I have a DJ before my name and not a DR, maybe you shouldn't listen to me. Maybe you should just go ahead and look up some more information. I recommend it. Because one of my jobs is to stimulate your appetite, not satisfy your hunger. So if when you're done listening to me, you want more information, good, my job is done. You should want more information. As a matter of fact, you should look for information to refute what I am presenting to you. And then call me up and say, oh, Stu, you know you got this wrong. Here is how it really should go. And then we can talk about it. And I can come back and say, you know, I got this all wrong. Someone presented me with this information. But unless you go and look for some, then you're just going to have to take what I say, right? So this was from an article in sciencealert.com. And you can go look for it yourselves. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. During the break, we're going to part company with those on Facebook Live, those on Clubhouse. But the broadcast continues on all the affiliate stations and right here at the home of Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew, kevinstew.com. So visit the website. You can watch the broadcast on any of two players. There's a YouTube player on the site and there's an embedded player for the site. So you have options. And those of you who are just listening in, cool, listen in. But I want to get some feedback from you guys. So put your comments in the Stew pod. Send me a message, 773-789-STEW. Wherever you are in the world, you can use Telegram, you can use WhatsApp, you can use regular text. Drop me a line, send me a message, or put it in the Stew pod on kevinstew.com. Or if you're on YouTube Live, drop your message there. Those of you on Facebook Live, we're going to catch up later on. But before we go, a few things I want to mention. And they would include, well, one of the things is those of you who are in South Florida, Ed Robinson is celebrating his 62 trips around the sun and 46 years in the music industry. And he is doing it at Ginger Bay Cafe coming up on Friday. What's Friday? The 16th? Friday, June 16th. Down at Ginger Bay Cafe, 1908 Hollywood Boulevard, down in Hollywood, Florida, east of the 95. So, it's free 99 admission. Live band, Grassfire Band will be playing. You'll have artists rolling through, guest artists passing through in celebration of Ed Robinson. So, come on out. 9 p.m. The doors open. The Global Bass family will be there in celebration with Ed Robinson. Let's have a good time, yeah? So, be there. Also, if you haven't gotten your copy of the book, well, whether download the audiobook or get the hardcover, your choice is yours. But the audiobook was narrated by yours truly, Kevin Stew, and is available on Audible. Quick way to get to it, go to kevinstew.com. You'll see an image there of the book cover. Click on it and it takes you straight to where you need to be to download your copy of the audiobook, Empowered: Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense. Written by Jonathan Field, authored by yours truly. Get your copy today. Give one to someone else, and it works for both men and women because knowledge does not know gender. And the 780-390 challenge is still going on. So, you can still get on board. We're halfway there. Those of you who were saving in $10 increments, this month you'd have put away $60, being the sixth month. And you'd have been up to $390 by now. And if you're putting it in an interest-bearing account, a high interest yield, yielding account, then you'd be more than just 390. So we're halfway there. But that's how it works. If you're saving in $10 increments, if you're saving in $5 increments, you were at, what would that be? 180? No. My math is really off. 145 would be 390. No, it wouldn't. Okay, so my math is off. 175, blah, 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 carry the one. Yeah, my math is really off tonight, but you do the math. So $5 increments, you would, at the end of 12 months, have saved $390. $10 increments, at the end of 12 months, you'd have saved $780. You save whichever way you want to, but the challenge is keeping at it so that at the end of the year you'd have either saved $780 or $390. Use that to pay off a bill, use that to kickstart your new year for 2024. Whichever way you want to do it, go ahead and be about it. All right, cool.
Is your church, business, or private event at risk of being left behind? Then let Pulse eMedia Group be your one-stop shop to capture your vision and mission for your business or showcase your church through live streaming. Celebrate your memories through photos and videos for your wedding, youth concerts, women's ministries, and men's outreach programs in action. We will even help you develop specialized ads to enhance and expand your opportunities to reach new clients and new seekers to better serve your community. At Pulse eMedia Group, it's not either or. Call us at 754-999-1140. Pulse eMedia Group.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. Know Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Ladies, lovers, lovers of the music, it is here, the brand spanking new album from Ed Robinson and Ian Sweetness, a tribute to Teddy Pendergrass. Amazing. 10 blazing tracks, 2 amazing singers going hit for hit, classic for classic. A tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, Ian Sweetness, Ed Robinson. Oh man. Is out now, available everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your music, it is there. A tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, brand spanking new, Ian Sweetness, Ed Robinson. Ladies, gentlemen, you've got to have this in your collection. Get it now, available everywhere. Bruv, my last baby already gone off to college, mate. Is what did she send? Come gimme, man. Is that big album still? I love it. Big up Ed Robinson, Ian Sweetness, but this better come with a contraceptive.
Hey, I'm representing for DJ Kevin's too. Working on the night shift, the night shift radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil never. Will DJ Kevin's too sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Christine to represent him. Word and honor, Celestia DJ Kevin's too.
Make me feel so good.
Music from Rachel D. Back from the break.
Make me feel so good.
A track called Makes Me Feel So Good. It's Healthy Love Night, right here on the night shift to DJ Kevin Steele. And we're all about making you feel good in the most natural way possible. How do you feel about wanting to feel good? And do you like when things make you feel good, like something sweet? Yeah. Well, some people have weaknesses for sweetness, and so it causes problems in their lives. And I guess that was a premise on which Splenda was created. You know, here's this product, this thing that we've been using for centuries called sugar. And all of a sudden it was believed that sugar is so dangerous for us, and it causing all these problems in our lives. And so we needed a substitute, something that was better than sugar, but just as sweet. And here came Splenda. So let's take a quick look on Splenda's website at what they say about the product. At the Splenda brand, we want to inspire people to live healthier by enjoying their food choices. For years, we have delivered a variety of options with simple solutions to help consumers achieve a healthy, balanced lifestyle without sacrificing taste. It started with a word misheard. From the first yellow Splenda zero-calorie sweetener packets to Splenda stevia sweetener, Splenda has brought sweetness to the world since 1992. But it all started in 1976, when researchers at a British college were investigating a new compound made from sugar. When a young scientist was told to test the new compound called sucralose, he misheard the request and proceeded to taste it instead. The surprise? Sucralose was sweet and calorie-free. Today, the Splenda brand is the most recognizable and iconic low-calorie sweetener brand in the world, having sold more than 100 billion yellow packets since its launch in 1992. From original Splenda zero-calorie sweetener to Splenda Naturals, the Splenda brand portfolio of products reinforces our position as a category leader with more delicious new products to come. 1976 was when they started testing and tasting Splenda. 1992 was when it was officially launched. So we're talking about what? 16 years of research. At no point in time in those 16 years was a flag raised, a flare going up, a signal going off to say, hey, you know, we might need to go back to the drawing board with this. It goes on. And I'm giving you the information straight from Splenda's website. I'm not making it up. I'm not embellishing. Nothing like that. Straight. No chaser. What's the sweetening secret to Splenda? To Splenda original sweeteners? Sucralose. Through an amazing scientific process, we've transformed sugar into an extraordinary sweetener that tastes like sugar, but it's not sugar, and it doesn't break down in your body to provide carbohydrate or calories. So, if it does not break down in your body, that's a good thing. Is it going to leave your body the same way it comes in? I guess that was the argument, right? That was a thought. Achieve your health goals without compromise. Still presenting you the information from the Splenda website. Switching from caloric sweeteners like sugar or honey to Splenda brand sweeteners can help you to lose weight, manage diabetes, reduce added sugars, and make healthier lifestyle choices. Let's go ahead and break down your DNA in the process. Well, of course, I added that last part because they wouldn't say that. The assumption at this point is they didn't know. But with 16 years between that initial taste test, which occurred accidentally, you know, most inventions happen by accident. So here is that first taste test, which was accidental, which actually became a product 16 years later. And has been on the market ever since. Back on the Splenda website. Number one recommended. We're proud. Splenda is the brand of sweetener recommended most by healthcare professionals. Healthcare professionals look for products and brands they trust that are safe, that promote a healthy lifestyle and are affordable for their patients. Since 1991, Splenda, the best tasting zero calorie sweetener, has been helping people achieve their health goals. Did you hear the dangers of Splenda that I started with? This is what Splenda was marketed as and still is marketed as today. The community of healthcare professionals who trust and recommend Splenda includes registered dietitian nutritionists, certified diabetes care and education specialists, primary care providers, physician assistants, dental hygienists, nurse practitioners, registered nurses, general practitioners, licensed practical nurses. Do you think they got the same information that I just presented to you in the first segment of this broadcast? Do you think they would know? Do you think that these people who they say are recommending this have actually been using it? Is this the product that they have in their homes? And if it is, why? And I'm legitimately asking why. Is it that the marketing was so well done that we actually believed that the product is that good? And if that is the case, what was the results, all the results of those 16 years of testing before the big breakout in 91-92? More information on the website for Splenda. Diabetes management. Understanding carbohydrate intake, including added sugars, is key to managing your diabetes. Use Splenda sweeteners to reduce added sugars and excess carbohydrates in your favorite foods and beverages. Here's a question for you. Throughout time, when sugar was the sweetener that we knew, so we have, let's go to the basic sweeteners, right? We had sugar, we had honey. Tell me why, and sugar was brown. So tell me why this granulated sugar came about. Maybe I should look into that. Because we know raw sugar is not white. As a matter of fact, people who are hip to the health game would pretty much tell you to stay away from the white stuff. White flour, white rice, white sugar. That other white stuff. Yeah, you definitely want to stay away from that. The law even tells you that. But for this low-calorie sweetener, the only one made in the USA, and you know, I understand the patriotism that is behind homemade products. I get it. But do we just blindly go with it? We just go ahead and say, hey, you know, this is American made, so it must be good for America. And as such, and or as a result, is also good for the world. Because this became the number one replacement for sugar and honey. Number one. So here it is. This low-calorie sweetener. This is what we need to have a healthier community. Let's lower the caloric intake. That way, you don't have to exercise as much. So then we can reduce the amount of recess time and gym time that children get to have. Right, because you have to burn your calories somehow when you have it in your body, right? When you sit there with it, then there is a calorie buildup. So if you increase low calorie products, then you can reduce the amount of activity that needs to happen. And so you can keep productivity up higher because more people would be doing sedentary jobs for longer periods of time. Am I grasping at straws here? Am I reaching at this point? I used to have a friend that would tell me that I would reach a lot. You're reaching. Am I? Or is it that we didn't really think about that part? And it's okay to not have thought about that part. Because in the United States, advertising giants are very good at what they do. All these ads that have come out marketing these products, we have some of the best in the world when it comes to advertising and marketing right here in the United States. Because it's a product-driven society. You have to put products out there for the consumers to crave it and to go after it. And this one is no different. So 15 years before the first accident, since the first accidental test, and then the product hit the market, and here we are, another 30 years later, saying, hey, you know, there may be some more to this that we didn't really pay attention to. And further research has brought it to our attention that we need to give a little bit of attention to this. So, one of the things mentioned, outside of the DNA damage from Splenda, is leaky gut. And we kind of touched on it a little bit, and I want to touch on it a little bit more as we're about to go off on another break. And yeah, let me see how much of this I can get to. All right, so leaky gut, what is it? And what does it mean for us, general Joe public? Now, before the medical community, according to Harvard Health, before the medical community had better understanding of the mechanisms that cause disease, doctors believed that certain ailments could originate from imbalances in the stomach, and this was called hypochondriasis. Yeah, in ancient Greek, hypochondrium refers to the upper part of the abdomen, the region between the breastbone and the navel. So, hypochondriasis. And this concept was rejected as science evolved. For example, we could look under a microscope and see bacteria, parasites, and viruses, right? The meaning of the term changed, and for many years, doctors used the word hypochondriac to describe a person who has a persistent, often inexplicable, fear of having a serious medical illness. We know a few hypochondriacs walking around with us, so, you know, everything is a serious disease. But I digress. But what if this ancient concept of illness originating in the gut could actually hold some truth? Could some of the chronic diseases our society faces today actually be associated with a dysfunctional gastrointestinal system? Well, the short answer to that question is yes. Because gut health reflects your overall health. If you didn't know that before, you just learned something tonight. The expression leaky gut is getting a lot of attention and has been getting a lot of attention in medical blogs and social media. But don't be surprised if your doctor does not recognize the term. Leaky gut, also called increased intestinal permeability, is somewhat new and most of the research occurs in basic sciences. However, there is growing interest to develop medications that may be used in patents to combat the effects of this problem. So, you heard me mention earlier on about the pharmaceutical industry being one of the biggest businesses in the United States, right? Here we have leaky gut being associated with one of the products that has been touted as industry-changing, leading in the world of healthcare. And one of the side effects is leaky gut. So if everybody's consuming all these products that are Splenda products, sucralose products, which very much all point to leaky gut, then there's a market that has just opened up and has the potential to explode. If you're developing drugs to combat leaky gut, you see how that works? So what exactly is leaky gut? Quickly, inside our bellies, we have an extensive intestinal lining covering more than 4,000 square feet of surface area. When working properly, it forms a tight barrier that controls what gets absorbed into the bloodstream. An unhealthy gut lining may have large cracks or holes, allowing partially digested food, toxins, and bugs to penetrate the tissues beneath it. This may trigger inflammation and changes in the gut, in the gut flora, which is your normal bacteria, that could lead to problems within the digestive tract and beyond. The research world is booming with studies showing that modifications in intestinal bacteria and inflammation may play a role in the development of several common chronic diseases. So, forget the fact that they're developing a drug to combat leaky gut. Think of all the other conditions that could arise and all the other drugs that could be made and marketed to address these problems. Think of how much money could be made. Think of how much money has been made. Think of how easy it would have been to just remove this one product from the market. Yet still, it's there in all its splendor. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll look a little bit more at protecting ourselves from the damage of chronic inflammation. We'll look a little bit more at Splenda being not so splendid. We'll be back. Call your friends, tell your friends, friends of your friends, friends of your enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. It's Healthy Love right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Come on, be a part of it. Call us up, 773-789-STEW, 773-789-7839. You can call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. They all work. They get you right here in the studio, live and in living color. And if you don't want to hear your voice, that's fine. Just go ahead and send a text. You can remain anonymous if you go to kevinstew.com. And jump into the stew pot. It's free. You don't have to give an internal organ, a blood sacrifice, or your firstborn. Just go there. Remain anonymous. You don't have to register. Let me hear what you have to say. How do you feel about Splenda? How did you feel about Splenda prior to this broadcast? And how do you feel about this Splenda now as we are going through it? As we're presenting this information? How do you feel? That's important. Let's share it. We're going to take another quick little break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about Splenda. Our topic tonight, Splenda isn't splendid. We'll be right back.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com, your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
MRE Entertainment, in association with VPAL Distribution, presents the brand new hit single.
I'm Robert French, and you're listening to my new song, Every Day of My Life.
Now available on all major digital platforms.
Every day of my life will be, I just love you, spend the rest of my life always, I just love you, every day of my life.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Hey yo, this is Carmen to let you know that right about now you are logged on to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift. Don't move.
Music from Caution, bringing us back from the break. Antigua's reggae ambassador.
Cha-cha, we need you. Cha-cha, we need you.
In recent times, he had his own health scare, which he has recovered from. And this was one of his singles that he released right after recovering. And that was Caution. Track called Ja We Need You. And listen, if you don't think you need to call upon the Creator every now and then to extend a protection, a hand of protection, then think again. And if you don't think that that's the way to say thank you for a little bit of a little bit of protection, even just from knowledge. You know, we're blessed with the abilities to read and understand and to listen and to come to our own conclusions. We've been given a mind to think and make decisions of our own. Are we using them, or are we just going to be influenced by the most charismatic person in the room? According to Harvard Health, as we continue to talk on the subject of splendor and it not being so splendid, science has proven that chronic low-grade inflammation can turn into a silent killer that contributes to cardiovascular disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, and other conditions. Get simple tips from your medical professional, your primary care, just searching around online on how to stay healthy, how to fight inflammation. Again, this product, Splendor, one of the side effects is inflammation. So how is it that for 30 years, 30 plus, well, yeah, for 30 years, we've been going and using this product and thinking that everything is fine because, hey, you know, we're reducing our caloric intake, so we must be good or not. How many people have you heard having leaky gut and DNA damage being done to ourselves from a spoonful of sugar? Mary Poppins said it. A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. So, was Mary Poppins leading us astray? Things that make you go, We all have some degree of leaky gut, as this barrier is not completely impenetrable. And the thing is, it's not supposed to be. Some of us may have a genetic predisposition and maybe more sensitive to changes in the digestive system. But our DNA is not the only one to blame. Modern life may actually be the main driver of gut inflammation. Gee, you think? There is emerging evidence that the standard American diet, which is low in fiber and high in sugar, is unsaturated fats, may initiate this process. Heavy alcohol use and stress also seems to disrupt this balance. That sounds like the typical American life right there. You have low fiber, high sugar, high saturated fats, high alcohol intake, and high stress. If you can show me an industry in the United States which does not have all those components as a part of it, that is where I want to be. We already know that increased intestinal permeability plays a role in certain gastrointestinal conditions such as celiac disease, Crohn's disease, and irritable bowel syndrome. The biggest question is whether or not a leaky gut may cause problems elsewhere in the body. Some studies show that leaky gut may be associated with other autoimmune diseases like lupus, type 1 diabetes, MS, multiple sclerosis, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, arthritis, allergies, asthma, acne, obesity, and even mental illness. However, we do not yet have the clinical studies in humans showing such a cause and effect. Now, keep in mind, this article from Harvard Health was a much earlier article to the one that I started the broadcast with. So this was an article from 2001, I'd dare to say. And so, this was 2 years ago. This article was 2 years ago. So, an article 2 years ago, here we are 2 years later, and scientists are saying, hey, you know, this product that has a lower calorie intake, a lower calorie value than sugar, brown sugar, can cause leaky gut and DNA damage. And a couple years before that, an article from Harvard Health talking about leaky gut and things that could arise from leaky gut. And you can't stop but help, and think something could have been done before now. Something must have been known before now. Because when you look at all the studies relating to any of the conditions that we have faced up until this point, you'd have heard that studies have been going on for years. There have been animal studies, animal tests, and there have not yet gone into human trials. And so all this time when they've been doing animal tests and animal studies and using these results to create drugs for human use, never did they realize that Splenda can cause the kind of damage that it does. It's just now that is being realized. Seriously? I don't believe that one bit. I don't know how you feel about it. Although it is unusual to hear the term increased intestinal permeability, in most doctors' offices, alternate and integrative medicine practitioners have worked on gut healing as an initial step to treat chronic diseases for decades. Other cultures around the world often recommend specific diets to make people feel better. Even in the United States, it is common to see people changing their diets after getting sick. A common initial step some practitioners take is to remove foods that can cause inflammatory and could promote changes in the gut flora. Among the most common are alcohol, processed foods, certain medications, and any food that may cause allergies or sensitivities. Here's the thing about the last ones. The foods that can cause allergies and sensitivities. That's just about anything these days. Because I don't know anybody who isn't allergic to something at this point. Everyone I talk to. Yeah, I'm allergic to this. I'm allergic to this. I'm allergic to that. I can't have this, but not that. And I can't have this in this form, but not in that form. Because, you know, you have some products that you can have it in its raw state, but not in the processed state. And you can have some that don't affect you when it's in their processed state, but they do affect you in the raw state. And it's crazy. But here we are. And we face a serious problem. Controversy still exists on whether leaky gut causes the development of disease outside the gastrointestinal tract in humans. However, it is always a good idea to eat a nutritious unprocessed diet that includes foods that help quell inflammation and avoid foods known to trigger inflammation, which may at least, in theory, help to rebuild the gut lining and bring more balance to the gut flora. This recipe could make you feel better without any side effects. It is definitely worth a try. I think that is worth a try too. What do you stand to lose? Sickness? I think, you know, sickness is one of the things that we can afford to lose. The higher risk of developing cancer. We can kick that to the bucket. I mean, kick that to the curb. A higher risk of a slew of ailments. And it all begins with our gut health. So we have poor diets. We have poor lifestyles. We have high stress. And where does that leave us? We don't get to exercise much. We don't get to eat whole foods much. And we have to be working constantly just to make sure that we can keep food on our table, a roof over our head, and clothes on our back. So we're just going and going and going and stressing and stressing and stressing. And no real help. No real relief on the horizon. Eat This Not That has an article out talking about sucralose and why it is in our food. And I guess that question is on everybody's lips. Know that we have some additional information talking about it, the sucralose affecting us on a DNA level. So, Splenda, sucralose, zero calorie sugar substitute sweetener. And it is intensely sweet. It's almost 600 times as sweet as sugar. Now, here you are with a product that was made from sugar that is 600 times sweeter than sugar. How is it that a product from a product or the byproduct of a product is more potent than the product itself? Shouldn't it be the other way around? The FDA first approved sucralose for use as a general purpose sweetener in 1999, and it's been popular ever since. However, there's been much controversy over the new non-nutritive sweetener, NNS. In fact, research reveals the potential added danger associated with consuming sucralose. Given these revelations, more people are wondering if this sweetener is worth using at all. Well, how much of a weakness for sweetness do you have? If you've ever scrutinized the ingredient list on the food you consume, at some point you've probably come across sucralose. It's a white, odorless, water-soluble, artificial sweetener commonly used in sugar-free and zero-calorie foods and beverages. According to the FDA, it is 600 times sweeter than table sugar and exceptionally stable. So foods made with sucralose remain sweet under a wide range of conditions and temperatures. So it's a super product, because only superheroes can do things like that, right? Sugar-free foods such as frozen desserts, canned fruits, condiments, salad dressings, chewing gum, baked goods, and beverages often contain sucralose. Its use as a substitute for table sugar makes it popular among dieters and those monitoring their sugar intake, especially if they're looking for zero-calorie sweetness. How about you just have the calorie and just burn it off? Isn't that an option anymore? Sucralose is not sugar. But it does start off as sugar. The patented sucralose manufacturing process contains multiple steps. To create this semi-synthetic sweetener, 3 hydroxyl groups within the sugar molecule are selectively substituted for 3 chlorine atoms. This molecular change results in the super sweet zero calorie powdered sweetener we know as sucralose, aka Splenda. The human body does not recognize the sucralose structure as regular sugar, so it is not stored or metabolized as sugar would be. Instead, sucralose is excreted in the feces unchanged, and a small amount is absorbed and rapidly eliminated in the urine. Studies indicate that sucralose can be passed on by nursing mothers in their breast milk. This fact gives reason to believe that sucralose lingers around in the body adipase, or the body's fat. And this is long after its excretion. So, there's one argument that said it is excreted the way it comes in. But if it can be passed on to a baby through a breastfeeding mother, how that go? Make it make sense. Sugar is an ingredient most people avoid when dieting. So low-calorie sugar substitutes naturally sound like the perfect alternative. Well, it would make some kind of sense, right? Whether it be nonsense or absolute sense, I don't know. But it's some sense. I take it as nonsense. But I digress. Sucralose, like other artificial sweeteners, is highly controversial. The FDA has reportedly reviewed over 110 safety studies on adverse effects on neurological and reproductive systems, because none of these adverse effects were found in sucralose. The FDA approved it for consumption as a general purpose sweetener. Despite this approval, sucralose consumption still merits cause for pause, especially when you consider the implications of more recent research. Again, let's go back to 2015. The results of one 2015 study suggested that increased sucralose consumption could possibly lead to metabolic disorders. More recently, a study published in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health found that sucralose contains a chemical that may break up the DNA of your cells that are exposed to this sweetener, making it what is known as a genotoxic substance. According to the study's researchers, the European Food Safety Authority set a proposed limit for consuming genotoxic substances daily, which comes in at 0.15 micrograms. However, just one, not more than one, just one regular size sucralose sweetened drink reportedly exceeds this threshold. One packet. Upon further analysis, researchers also discovered that sucralose can negatively impact your gut health. Why? The chemicals in this sweetener can damage the lining of your gut, making it more permeable, hence creating leaky gut. So these products, what are some of these products? Let me jump to that real quick, so we can get into musical therapy. Let me answer this question first. Does sucralose make you crave sugar? Well, it is said that sugar is addictive. And this might be the case with artificial sweeteners also. Well, why is sugar considered addictive? Because it appeals, it triggers the release of certain hormones, and so the same kind of hormones that leave you addicted to other substances, your pleasure hormones, then this is what sugar can trigger, right? Hence the belief of the addictive nature of sugar. All right, so sugar substances may be related to changes in the gut bacteria that lead to the storage of fat. A review published in the Yale Journal of Biology and Medicine indicates that artificial sweeteners do not activate the reward pathways as natural sweeteners do. On the other hand, artificial sweeteners such as sucralose can encourage sugar dependence and cravings solely because they taste sweet. So you're trying to trick your brain into not wanting to appease the senses. Well, no. So, does consuming this sucralose affect blood sugar? Well, when you eat or consume natural sugar, your body releases insulin to stabilize your blood sugar levels. Alternately, it is thought that sugar substitutes do not raise insulin or blood sugar levels in healthy people. But one study found something different. In this study, published in Diabetes Care, the blood sugar and insulin levels in obese people were raised when they consumed sucralose. In more recent studies, sucralose increased the insulin response to sugar when taken 10 minutes before glucose. The body's insulin response to sweeteners is something that requires more research. Let me ask you this. How much research has been done up until this point? When we're looking at sweeteners and sweetener alternatives for the past 30 years that we've been using, how much research has gone into this? They're saying it requires more research. How much has been done? Overall, more studies are needed to know the effects of sucralose on blood sugar. But until then, we'll go ahead and keep it on our shelves. We'll continue to market it. We'll continue to put it in our bodies. We'll continue to have our breastfeeding mothers pass it on to our children. Until it's too late. Is that how that goes? So what is it that we can find? What products can we find this artificial sweetener in? Diet sodas, chewing gum, sugar-free gelatin, salad dressings, maple syrup alternatives, flavored coffee syrups, barbecue sauces, sugar-free jams and fruit spreads, baked goods, sugar-free candy, frozen desserts, condiments labeled sugar-free or low-calorie most often contain sucralose. So, what are we to take away from this? What are we to hold on to, if nothing else? Remember this, sucralose is a controversial sweetener that can potentially affect insulin and glycemic responses, metabolism, and cravings. Science has raised concerns over it, and new studies and guidelines from various health organizations show even more potential impacts that this sweetener can have on your health. It is essential to remain aware of your sugar intake from all food sources, read labels, and consider alternatives to sucralose and other chemically altered sweeteners when trying to satisfy your sweet tooth. If the chemically altered sweetener is the alternative, then what is the alternative to the alternative? Two negatives give you a positive, right? So, mathematically, do we go back to where we started in order to combat this? Do we go back to the raw honey? Do we go back to the natural cane sugar? If doing so means that we need to also go back to physical activities, is that such a bad thing? What has the generation that was born in the 60s and 70s, what have they lost from having recess as children? Nothing. So now you look at a generation born in the 90s and the 2000s that are not very familiar with the whole idea of taking time to just run around outside. Most of their activities happen inside, and to be sent outside is punishment. When I was growing up, punishment was me staying inside, not being able to go outside. My, how things have changed. And another way that things have changed is the types and the amount of conditions that have been ailing people around me. That has increased significantly. Cancer wasn't a thing like that when I was a child. In fact, it was only old people that would probably get cancer. Now everybody's getting it. At alarming rates. And cancer is just the cells becoming mutated and not performing as they should. And so we have cancer cells that have developed in our bodies and have been developing in our bodies all our lives. And in healthy people, our bodies have rejected them and found ways to eject them. And it only develops when the cells overpower the natural ability of our body's immune system to fight them. That's a simple way to look at what cancer is. And I operate in a very simple way. So for me, it is not that complex to look at a product like Splenda to say, wait, hold up. If I have been using this, I need to stop. Because I don't want those problems. And if it means that I'm going to go back to sugar and I have to start walking more, I have to start drinking more water, then isn't it worth it? Because I'd be paying so much more in drugs and hospital and doctor fees if I were to do the alternative. So what's going to happen in the near future? Is it that it's going to be such a case where the natural products, the raw brown sugar or cane sugar and the raw honey are going to be sold at such high prices that we're going to have to go to the alternatives? Is that where we're going to end up going? Makes you wonder. And it's a pretty scary thought. So let's pay attention to this one and see where it's going to go. And depending on where it goes, we're going to have to figure out a way to combat the direction. We're going to have to figure out a way to speak up and speak out for our own good, for the good of our children and our grandchildren, even the ones that who are not yet born. Because when it comes to something like this, a product that has been around for the past 30 years, touted as one of the best there is on the market, the healthiest, and it is causing all these ailments. But let me not say it is, because more research needs to be done. And that seems to be the argument whenever we don't want to part with a product. We're not too sure yet. More research needs to be done. Only to find out that research has been, they've been doing research for the past 30 years. But in 6 months, you can put out a product and say, hey, this is going to be the cure for this particular virus. We can do that. I need some therapy. This is on the Neri. Track is called Sugar Cane. Bouncing through our musical therapy to close out this edition of Healthy Love on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Well, I've got to let you go right about now and get on out of here. I want to thank you all for hanging out with me. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for your contributions. As we part company, remember to look out for members of your community. Remember, your community is not just the development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. Those that you pass on the bus, the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because the never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is Kevin Stew. I like to do it to you, for you, and with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, right here at kevinstew.com. It's called The Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew, 10 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to seeing some of you Friday night at Ginger Beer Cafe, celebrating Ed Robinson's Earth Date. I'll sacrifice to guide and provide, give you a better life. Wherever you are in the world, good morning, good afternoon, good day to you. Ever. Be good. I'll never let you, if you can't be good at it. I'll never let you go. Take care of yourselves. Be as sweet as you can be. Watch out the sweetener. Watch out for the sweetener that you consume, okay? Never let you go. I'll never let you go. Take care of yourselves until we meet again. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.